How perception shapes your identity. Who are you? What's your story? How did you get to this moment right now? How did your story unfold? As we grow, we put together different parts of our identity. We often view ourselves through the experiences that we have. There are all different experiences and factors that help shape our perception, thus shaping our identity. However, there are some big ones that we should touch on, your cultural settings being the main one. Cultural identity is one of the most important aspects of personal growth. The way you relate to your cultural practices and surroundings influences how you view and feel about yourself. Your perspective can be radically affected when there is a shift, disruption, or change in the environment. For example, when you move from a country, or area of a country, that has a distinct identity and you arrive in your new home, an area with a completely different identity and no experience with the other. This is, of course, a radical shift. It's one that may include changing one's name to sound more familiar, getting rid of an accent, casting religion aside, changing a way of life. Then you experience another shift, moving to a larger city and suddenly there are people like the person you used to be. You recognize then that you allowed your perception of your new environment to change you radically. It shaped your identity in a way that wasn't true to you. What once made you cringe suddenly makes you proud and happy. It doesn't matter how deeply embedded something is within you, changing your environment can flip it on its head. That doesn't always have to be a negative thing, of course, because there are times when our perceptions should be challenged. More so when you consider the fact that it is your perceptions driving your identity. Challenging perceptions. Your identity changes based on your perception and your perception, but it isn't just your perception you have to factor in. The perception of others also weighs heavily on your identity. There are a variety of ingredients that go into creating your identity, but it is a perception that shapes it. Now, think about it again. Who are you? What's your story? How did you get to this moment right now? How did your story unfold? Do you remember a time when you bought products and didn't think again about where they came from, who owned the company, or where their factories were? Today, identity matters more than almost anything. We want to know who is behind the company, what values they hold, what sustainability practices they have, and we care about how they treat their employees. That is a radical change in a capitalist society. Our perception has changed. We recognize now that no one deserves our money. We can choose who gets that money by being discerning how and who we spend with. Interesting, considering so many people allow their perception of a company to shape their identity. You know, the people who only buy specific products from a specific company and then build a personality around it? They allowed an external perception to shape their identity. Your perception shapes your identity builds the narrative of your life. For you, I hope you have the strength and courage to challenge your perception and question whether your current identity is authentically you. Is this the life you had pictured for yourself? Or have you allowed your perception to guide you down the wrong path? That's the big question, and only you can examine whether your perception is accurate or skewed.